the game.
Seconds remain. Nagby volleys it over Etienne. Etienne and Nagby on the far touchline, and Nagby falls Etienne. Played up to Adams. Full time. The Kings of the South or the Kings of the East. Atlanta United will host the MLS Cup Final.
Mike Connie from Red Bull Arena as Atlanta United clinched the Easter Conference Championship and now, of course, will host MLS Cup on Saturday night against the Portland Timbers in front of 72,000 or 73,000 or 74,000 or 75,000, where tickets, by the way, in the secondary market, welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh, are going for nearly $400 a person. That is the get-in price, the get-in-the-building price for the Atlanta United MLS Cup game on Saturday night. Mike Connie, the aforementioned play-by-play voice, is joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about the event and the game and the team. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, guys. What's up?
Mike Conti, does it feel like your calls are starting to become synonymous with Atlanta United? Because it feels that way to me, Mike Conti.
No, that's nice of you to say, but God, no. God, pity the team if that's the case. I've had a great time doing it, but this is by no means about me or Jason or anything like that. This is about the guys and what they've done out there on the pitch. And we've had a lot of fun describing it. Can't wait to do one more match. But no, God, no.
I'm not really sure about that, Mike. Not so fast. I'm over at the MVP announcement yesterday in front of 30 cameras and 100 media people crammed into a room with everybody in the Brain Trust. They run a little video of Joseph Martinez, and guess whose voice is all over that video?
Well, you know, those digital guys, I'm going to have to take them all out to steak dinner at Rathbun's because they've been very, very good to me, putting me in those highlights this year.
We're talking with Mike Connie as we get ready for Portland and Atlanta United and a discussion of this. It is, you know, one of the things we're talking about today on our social media, our Facebook and our Twitter, is kind of just broadly about whether or not Atlanta's got a curse. I do not believe in the curse, Mike. I just don't. You cannot convince me that, you know, because, you know, there's a curse on a town where a team comes in as an expansion franchise, sells out every game, and has the success that it's had in 2 years, just crowned an MVP, a coach of the year, and is hosting an MLS Cup game in 2 years. That doesn't sound like a curse to me.
Yeah, and I mean, quite honestly, it's not supposed to be easy to win championships, guys. And that's where I cringe a little bit when I hear the word curse, because I don't think it's a curse. I think, you know, in reality, here in Atlanta, we've had almost unbelievably good runs with the Braves and with the Falcons going to two Super Bowls in 1998 and 2016. And, you know, the Hawks, I think, will get there one day. Georgia Tech won a college football national championship.
Went to a title game in basketball, right?
Yeah, and relatively recently in 2004, you know, we could have the debate, is UGA an Atlanta team? But they're in they're in the Sugar Bowl this year. They were in the national championship game last year. I mean, guys, it's not supposed to be easy to win championships. And Hugh knows this, having played in Philadelphia at a time where a lot of people up there were saying the same thing. I mean, Philadelphia went from 1983 to 2008 without a championship and with very, very few championship final appearances with their four major stick and ball sports teams up there. So, no, I don't think it's a curse. I think it's just a testament to how difficult it is to win a championship. And quite frankly, I think Atlanta United may have spoiled us a little bit by getting there this quickly, because it's not supposed to be that easy to get to a championship match in your second year of existence.
You know, Mike, there are going to be some that are going to watch this match or getting prepared for this match, and they feel that way. How would you tell them, you know, if you could, and I know people are going to think the way that they want to think, but how would you tell them to watch this match and prepare for this match?
Well, I think, and there are a couple different schools of thought, I really think Portland is going to come in and play pretty much the same way they played here in June, which is very, very defensive-oriented, let Atlanta United possess the ball, everyone back in the defensive third, and make Atlanta United play through it. And when they can't play through it, try to hit them on a counter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a championship final, in a one-match championship final, I think you're going to see two teams that will go out there and play very, very conservatively. And I think Atlanta United will be kind of in that same boat where you know, let's not take too many chances. Let's not put ourselves in a position where we could get down by a goal or multiple goals. If you get down by multiple goals to Portland, you're in real trouble because they can bunker with the best of them, as we saw back in June. So I think Atlanta United will be content to possess the ball, but be very patient, try to pick their spots. And I think the big key to the match, Hugh, is going to be who earns the most dangerous set pieces. Because I really think the goals are going to come on set pieces and not an open play, because Portland is going to sit so many guys back defensively. So can Atlanta United earn a free kick just outside the box? Can they earn a bunch of corners? Can they maybe even draw a penalty? I mean, that would be pretty crazy to get a penalty in an MLS Cup final, but it's happened. That, I think, is what it would come down to for Atlanta United if they're going to score multiple goals in this game. They're going to have to get something off the set.
Does that say to you, Mike, then, that we have a potential surprise star of the game? I mean, everybody's going to focus on, obviously, your MVP candidates. I mean, Joseph Emigi finished 1-2, for crying out loud. But could that be, like you saw, you know, an Escobar step up? Could you see a Kevin Kratz if you're talking about, you know, spot fouls?
Could be Kratz. Yeah, I mean, certainly, if he's in the game. And the other thing you have to keep in mind, too, John, is, you know, if you're tied through extra time, you go to penalties.
Mm-hmm.
So that will, I think, come into play with the substitution strategy for both managers. You're not going to want to take Joseph Martinez out in the 88th minute, knowing there's a possibility you may need him to take a penalty at the very end. Same with Almiron, which might reduce the probability that Kratz would come on. You know, certainly that's a long way away, and I don't want to make a prediction. Honestly, I think if you're looking for the Walter Mitty of this match, and he's not anonymous by any stretch, but it's Julian Gressel, because in both meetings between Atlanta United and Portland Timbers, Gressel has scored. I think Gressel is going to be vital to this match for Atlanta United, maybe the most important player out there on the pitch. That's not named Joseph or Miguel.
And you're talking about the game between Portland and Atlanta United on Saturday night. Our coverage begins in earnest from Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 2 Saturday afternoon, when Carl and I will host a show, and then that'll take you to Jason and Mike from 6 to game time. And, of course, Mike and Jason on the call at 8 with kickoff. It strikes me, Mike, Connie, that this team has done a pretty good job in terms of the fact that we have not really spoken about the fact this is going to be Tata Martino's final game, and that has not been a distraction at all to this club.
No, in fact, I think they've played better since we knew about it. Now, the Toronto result aside, but I don't think what happened in Toronto had anything to do with the knowledge that Tata Martino was leaving. I think there's a real genuine attitude. I believe these guys when they say that they're really trying to go out and win this for Tata. You know, Tata kind of took a little bit of a flyer in coming to MLS and coming to Atlanta United. Someone of his background who had just managed Barca and had just managed Argentina. You know, for him to take a little bit of a punt, as they say, to come to MLS and Atlanta United, you know, that was quite honestly the biggest building block of the foundation for what this club has become, you know. And Tata's presence then enabled Atlanta United to go out and recruit players like Tito Villalba and Miguel Almiron. So I really think they want to win this for him. And I know that sounds a little bit cliche, but I really believe it when they say that. And I think you're right, John. I think it's a real testament to the resiliency of this club that they learn that their manager is not going to be returning, and they go out and they snap off two pretty dominant performances in the conference semifinals and the conference final.
So, Mike Conte, I know you know you're a professional, and you don't rehearse anything. But have you been thinking about the call that you're going to make when Atlanta United wins the MLS Cup?
Funny story on that, Hugh. So Monday, Arch and I are doing the coach's show up at Flowery Branch, and Dan Quinn asked me off the air that exact same question. He said, "Do you know what you're going to say if they win it?" And I go, no. And the advice of guy, I've been very fortunate. I have some really great mentors in this industry who I've been able to lean on this week for some advice. And all of them, West Durham's one of them, and all of them have said, do not rehearse anything. You know, let it come naturally. Which, by the way, is what I've done all year. I don't rehearse calls, contrary to what some believe. I don't rehearse calls. So, you know, whatever comes out of my mouth will be news to me on Saturday, win or lose. But Dan Quinn made a suggestion for something I should say, and I cannot repeat it on the air.
You got to be natural. You got to hold on to it. Hold on to it.
Well, no. But if I said it on the air, Hugh, I wouldn't have a job on Monday. So that one's going to stay in the lockbox, but I do appreciate Dan Quinn's suggestion.
And you know what I appreciate, Mike Conti? I appreciate your petty. I really do.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But he said, and somebody told me to tell you, don't say it, just tweet it. It ain't the same thing as saying it, and you tweet it. Yeah, just tweet it.
All right, well, I'll tell you, if we get a positive outcome Saturday night, I'll tweet it with maybe some asterisks and exclamation points and ampersands.
Cannot wait to hear your call, man, for real.
Well, I'm excited. You know, it's really starting to feel real now, guys. It's been a little surreal, but I went down yesterday to pick up my credential, and you know, it kind of feels very similar to me the way it felt going into the weekend down in Houston a couple years ago, where it's kind of surreal. All right, we're in the big game. You know you're going to do it, but it doesn't feel real. Now it feels real, and I'm getting nervous. I can only imagine how the supporters and the players are feeling, but let's enjoy this weekend because things like this don't happen often, and we're the home team of the championship, and we're the favorite. And that is a really, really cool spot to be in.
Mike, I look forward to seeing you on Saturday down at Mercedes-Benz. It's going to be a big night for the city, a big night for the franchise, and frankly, a huge night for the sport for the league because of the record crowd that's going to be on hand.
And John, let me tell you, having you and Carl involved in the pregame, I think kind of validates how 92.9 The Game feels about what we're doing on Saturday to have our morning drive and afternoon hosts involved in the coverage. I hope Atlanta United supporters understand that we're taking our commitment to covering this match very, very seriously, and John, you're a big part of that.
Thank you, Mike, but I just want to hear your game-winning call. That's all I want to hear. I'm going to let it come natural to you, okay, Mike?